This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. This recall, I think, is pretty significant, class. And there's an article, it's on ABC News, it says people with weakened immune systems or with external medical devices who are exposed to Pseudomonas face the risk of serious infection that may require medical treatment. The bacteria can enter the body if inhaled, through the eyes, through breaking the skin. People with immune systems people with healthy immune systems are usually not, I wonder what that means, not affected by the bacteria, according to this article. So here's my question. So if you bought this and you bought it in a 32-ounce type size, and you decided that, you know what, I don't think I want to use this. What do you do with it? What do you do with this plastic bottle of Pine Sol? What do you do with it? Do you throw it in the trash? Well, that's a real easy thing to do, right? Except when the people who collect the garbage with those garbage trucks that have the compactors, when they put it in there and then they hit that hydraulic lever that compresses all the trash in there, this bottle is going to explode. And the people in the truck and who pick up the trash cans and throw them in the truck are going to get the benefit of inhaling it, right? Isn't that how that works? Maybe I'm confused. So, what if you pour it down your drain and you have a septic system? And you kill the bacteria in your septic system? This is a pretty big problem. So, it looks like the Clorox company is kind enough to refund your purchase price, but what about the disposal of it? What about the medical bills for those who have been infected with the bacteria? 37 million products are affected by this recall. 37, I guess that would be individual products. Please look this up. This would just type in Pine Space Sol or Pine Dash Sol recall and make up your own mind as to what to do. So I got to think about it because I bought some and I don't think I just bought the regular original Pine Sol. I don't go for scented anything. I really don't like scents. Okay, I don't like any scents in any products, including Coast soap. I can't stand the scent of it. But it's really good to repel mice and rodents. But I've got it outside in a bucket, trying to volatilize the scent, because I can't stand it. Okay. Gwyneth, I think that was really important to get that message out about this recall, because I think people could die from a Pseudomonas infection. And if you talk to a pulmonologist, they'll tell you that. And you know what? You know what they do to check you out? They do a biopsy. And they lay you flat. They knock you out. They strap you down. And they drill a hole in your chest. And they take a sample. And then tell you, be really careful, you know, with what you do for the next week or so. Because if you move too much, you're going to have blood in your lungs from the drill hole. And then, to improve the diagnosis, they can strap you down, knock you out, and put a camera down into your lung. That's a real treat.
I'll tell you what, Vincent, I can tell you about that procedure because I've had a similar procedure. When I had my riding accident, I ended up getting fluid on my lungs and they had to put a drain in my lung. Okay, and I can tell you what they do. They knock you out with ketamine and you may not be able to react, but you're aware what's going on. And you can feel them digging in your body. And the thing about ketamine is it's psychedelic. And so I was in another universe, but I was still feeling them digging around in my body, and it was not a pleasant experience at all. And when the doctor first gave me the ketamine, I got knocked out. And I was in this place with all these colors, but they began to operate, and they cut me open, and they began to poke around in there, and I wasn't fully knocked out, and I jumped up off the surgical table, and I attacked the doctor that was trying to operate on me. And they hit that K button, and I just was totally knocked out. But I could still—I was in a place with it looked like colors woven into each other, and there was nothing else other than this place, this world where everything was woven into everything else. And I believe that that is how the whole universe is, under this thin veneer of what we call reality, that everything is woven into everything else. And but I could still feel them digging through my body. So when you go through one of these procedures, they do have another anesthetic that knocks you out to black. And if I ever have to go through another procedure, I'll say, could you just send me into the black place and not into the place with colors? I don't want ketamine. It's remarkable. And I think that I was meant to have it, and I was meant to see that, and I never would have taken it on my own. But it's not something that you want to have. It's not very pleasant to be in a place where the whole universe is full of colors and you can feel someone digging around inside your body. That's very unpleasant. Very, very unpleasant. And this is it. We are at the point of collapse when the medical system and the surgical system is not something that you can rely on. They are not in it. Doctors, 99% of doctors at the moment are not in it, I believe. This is my opinion, to heal people. I believe the reason why most people go to medical school is to get a fat paycheck so they can park a Mercedes in their driveway or a BMW in their driveway. You know, you go to the hospital, you see the doctor's only car park that they have in the hospital. It's full of Mercedes and BMWs. You know? What is going on here? I thought you were supposed to be about healing people. And I think that they do a good job and that the laborer is worth his wage and all that. I absolutely agree with that. But I don't think that that should be the reason why people become doctors. I think that people should become doctors because they want to heal people. And I think that people should become farmers because they want to feed people. And I think that people, that whatever you want to do, that you want to do it because you feel that it's what you're meant to do, not because you want to make a lot of money. And I think the fact that the whole society is driven by money is a very great sin. And the fact is that we're being forced into it, that most people don't know how to grow their own food. And because of that, they're going to starve. And they're probably going to starve within the next 6 or 12 months. And they're going to look at the farmers and they're going to go out in the countryside seeing if they can take any food from the farm. And, you know, most of the farms haven't got anything in their fields at the moment because of the price of diesel. But any farmers that have managed to put a crop in, they're going to get raided. They're just going to have populace coming through their farms like locusts and just taking whatever they can get just because they're hungry. Now, this is the thing. And, yeah, a lot of these people might who go to the farms like locusts just because they're hungry, they might end up getting shot because the farmer's not going to just have somebody, you know, marching his cattle or his sheep or his chickens or whatever onto the back of a truck or into the back of it's something like a sheep or a chicken onto the back of his back tray of his ute. Of his pickup truck, that's not something that farmers are going to put up with. They are going to send lead flying. I'm not advocating for it, but I'm saying that this is what's going to happen. They are going to protect their livestock, and it's just mind blowing that this is what happens when societies collapse. People forget how to farm. They go through a situation where the infrastructure of their society, they become reliant on the government. They think that the government's going to feed them and always provide for them, etc., etc. And then the government does it. And then the other place that they go is they go to the government building, the palace, the parliament, or whatever it is. And they begin to express their displeasure outside of the parliament or the palace or whatever it is. And then some of them will be killed. And then there'll just be too many of them. And they'll overwhelm it. And then they drag the, I'm not advocating for this, but this is what historically happens. They drag the people who think they run the show out of their gilded halls. And they drag them into the streets, and it does not go well for them after that. That is just what happens historically. It happened during the French Revolution, and it's happened multiple times in British history. It's happened, you know, all over the world. It happened in Chinese history. Did you know that for hundreds and hundreds of years, the Chinese government hardly moved out of the Forbidden City? That the families of the bureaucrats and the royalty of China hardly ever moved out of the Forbidden City. And they would just send the soldiers out into the countryside to collect taxes. But they couldn't even move out of the Forbidden City into the rest of Beijing because the people would tear them apart. That was China. That's their history. That's in mainline history books. Anyone can go and read it. The Chinese people will tell you that. And it was probably the same in Japan. You know, and a lot of other countries. This is where we're headed. And there's no escaping it. And the best place to be is on a small farm with hand tools. In the middle of nowhere.
An attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Couple quick comments. Herman's on the line. We'll be right with you, Herman. We're talking about a procedure where a hole is drilled in your chest, you're strapped down. And Gwyneth mentioned that it's, I believe she said it was unpleasant. That would be a mild comment. I would say it is terrifying. So it is like being waterboarded. Your head is strapped down. You can't turn left, right. The only thing you can do is blink. That's all you can do. Your arms are strapped down, your legs are strapped down, your torso is strapped down with this procedure I'm talking about, where they drill a hole into your chest for a biopsy. I had that done. I also had the camera put into my lung. And you are free to move just as much when they put a camera down your lung as you are when they do a biopsy of your lung. Both of them absolutely, positively terrifying. Because putting a camera down your throat into your lung is sure to make you gag. And literally, there's a team of people around you, and everybody's free to move except you, and you are allowed to blink. And that's it. Next comment, you're talking about what happens to people who run the show. Well, there's a guy by the name of Benito Mussolini, and he was running the show in Italy during World War II. And a couple days before Adolf Hitler allegedly committed suicide, Benito Mussolini and his mistress were found. They were trying to get out of the way. They were trying to, I believe they were trying to move to Switzerland to run. And they were headed toward the Swiss border. And Mussolini and his mistress were captured. And they were executed. And they were hung upside down at a service station. That's what happened to them. So what Gwyneth is talking about has happened many times over and over and over again in history. People who run the show make enemies because on the way up, generally they are unkind to some people. People lose their lives, people lose their houses, people lose their property, while these people who run the show are on the way up. And when they're there, they're even worse. And then sometimes revenge is extracted. And in Mussolini's case, he was hung upside down along with his mistress to make sure everybody knew that he had been executed. So he's not the only one. It's happened many times throughout history. Gwyneth, you're absolutely right. Herman in Nevada, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Gwyneth. Boy, today you took me right out of my detachment, Vincent. But working on this detachment with Dr. Soren, it's working so great, but I've decided I'm going to have days when I listen to your show when I'm totally attached. The rest of the time, I'm detached. You follow me on that? Because what you did was you took me out of this I want to hit a couple quick points, and then I want to hear what Gwyneth has to say, because there was something that happened in Australia. But I want to hit on that first, where hundreds of thousands of people marched to, is it Canberra, Gwyneth? Remember?
Yep.
And there's one specific Aussie who I think he has Polish or Eastern European roots, and he's been a tip of the spear. Do you know his name? It escapes me right now. I apologize.
Oh, gosh. Was that Aussie Cossack?
Yes, exactly right. You're right, spot on. But hundreds of thousands of people marched, and they used the sonic heat denial of space weapon.
Okay, they microwaved them.
Right, they microwaved. So my point is this, that's what you get when you give up your, in our case, Second Amendment. We won't be doing that because then we're slaves, and that's what happened down under. You're just a, you know, you've turned back into, I have a lot of Aussie friends. I call them Palmies, prisoner of Mother England. But it's, they take it very seriously. They don't like it. No, mate, we're not Palmies. But those, we'll come back after the break. Vincent?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's come back after the break and talk about this. And then Gwyneth and I plan to talk about a levee that was built in Australia that is putting people on the wrong side of the flood, because some people with heavy equipment have built a levee to flood out houses, to flood specific
First,
houses.
We decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The debate took place last night between Democrat John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz for one of Pennsylvania's two Senate seats. This will be determined by the midterm elections on November 8th. John Fetterman.
I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. And let's also talk about the elephant in the room. I had a stroke. He's never let me forget that. And I might miss some words during this debate, mush two words together, but it knocked me down, and I'm going to keep coming back up.
Dr. Mehmet Oz.
I'm running for the U.S. Senate because Washington keeps getting it wrong with extreme positions. John Fetterman takes everything to an extreme, and those extreme positions hurt us all.
A magnitude 5.1 earthquake was felt widely across California's greater San Francisco Bay Area on Tuesday. The quake hit about lunchtime and was centered 12 miles east of downtown San Jose. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This can be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. She is America's only full-time radio correspondent from Australia. And Herman's with us. Herman, you had a couple comments?
Yeah, just a couple. I want to hit a couple things, and then I'll let Gwyneth and you finish up. Vincent, we know medical malpractice and big pharma. pharma, big meds, third leading cause of death. We know that. That's why folks like us stay out of the hospital. You know, Gwyneth had a bad accident. It's an accident. They call it an accident because no one expects it to happen. But, Vincent, this is why USA Prepares is so important. If people listen to your lessons on Mini Max Regret, I think you saw the Jeep. I sent you a picture of one of my Jeeps. I sold it because I felt Mini Max Regret coming in a rollover before it happened. I got the cash and bought more farm equipment. So where you were not successful running for office in your local community, and there's many reasons for that. One is you didn't have enough people on your side, and I'm going to talk about that for a minute. We do. But where you didn't succeed there, don't back off and give up, because what you did was you reformulated into USA Prepares to bring people like me and tens of thousands like us together to what you do. So you have an even greater effect than if you would have been a city council member or a board of county commissioners or a mayor. So you did very, very well. You just retooled it into USA Prepares to help even more people than you could have helped locally. If you would have been there, you might not have been able to continue with USA Prepares. But I sent you some articles where I was with Clive and Bundy, Las Vegas Review Journal, the Times of our local community. You know where I am, the Kingdom of Nye. And let me tell you why we were successful with Clive and Bundy. And I think this touches you very closely because you're also a cattle farmer, rancher. Is we went with the county commissioners that we got elected and the sheriff that wrote to Sisolak and said, Townsend, we're not going to honor your unconstitutional background checks on private party sales. And our community came together and we elected five fabulous commissioners that stood up to these people that thought they could have, and they call me an anti-federal government intervention overreach or whatever. And that's exactly right. But I'm certainly not anti-government. I'm anti-bad government. I'm for good government. You know, otherwise, we get anarchy, like you said. But if you can get in your community, and there's about 3,100 counties in America, from the grassroots organic level up, get the people around you. Like you say every day, Vincent, get the people together. Like, let me tell you, we have gay people in our community. You'd never know in a million years. They don't wear it on their sleeve. There's no rainbow flags, okay? I'm not gay, but we've got some people here from all different backgrounds. We're inclusive. I tell people in our shopping centers, it's like a little United Nations, except one difference. Nobody's fighting. It's amazing. It can work. But, you know, the few gay people in here, they're against drag time story hour. But the point is, in this community, we bring them all together. We get the commissioners elected. And then we went to Bundy's with the sheriff and the commissioners. And that's why we didn't get arrested. We weren't the rogue people that showed up with guns and just acted like vigilantes. We went with our elected officials. And I don't know if you saw the article, but I wish you'd look at it, the ones I sent you, that show that we got them. And I also sent the whistleblower, Larry Clint Wooten, from the Department of Interior that busted Dan Love on the Bundy case. I know you followed it. And that's why we were successful. So people of USA Prepares and CLASS, it starts with you in the grassroots organic community level to get together with your neighbors, and it's a struggle. It took me right out of detachment this morning. I was so happy till I turned on Vincent. I'll go back after the class. But seriously, you know, and then, like, you know, if Gwyneth needs help, you know, there's people out there to help Gwyneth what they can, because she's caught on a prison colony island, you know, well, continent. But the last thing I think is, we look at the elections coming up now. It'll be stolen again. Of course it will. But this time it won't be so easy. And I'll tell you why. Because the ACLU and George Soros are after our community. They're suing us in the Supreme Court because we got rid of the Dominion Smartmatic machines. We're back to paper ballots. By the way, Vincent, you can see my work on a program called Granicus. It's our local county, you know, call-in teleconference at the commissioners, and you can see our commissioners. You can see us interact. The only good thing that happened from the pandemic, scamdemic, was the virtual call-in, the teleconferencing we could do, because it brings all the people that were stuck in their homes the ability to engage. But, Vincent, don't be disappointed in yourself, and don't dismotivate or demotivate or tell people not to get involved, because it's the only way we're going to take back our country. And it's got to start from the neighborhood, your block, like you say, the community level, and going forward. And we can't be mad at Trump because he got compromised and didn't pardon Assange and Snowden and get out the people from January 6th. That actually is happening for a reason. It's to show the rest of the people, hey, this will happen to you if you do it stupid, if you don't think it through and do it with the right planning, and it'll wake up enough people, hopefully, to stand up, hopefully nonviolently. I just don't know of any time a country was taken back without violence. It usually doesn't happen. But in this case, it can. We'll have to wait until November 8th and see what happens with the election. And if it's stolen again, it'll just wake up more people. And then the final thing is, I tell all the liberal, progressive, Democrats, socialists, rhinos, be sure to take your vaccine. Take your boosters. Mix and match. Because that will solve our problem. Thank you.
Very well. Very well. Thank you, Herman. Gwyneth, Rome fell.
Okay.
The fall of Rome.
Yep.
Pompeii. Let's talk about Pompeii, then let's talk about the levy.
Okay. I just want to mention, just commenting on what Herman said just quickly, and then we'll talk about Pompeii. There's a lot of things with Dr. Sheely that I agree with, that sometimes you need to attach. And that involves confronting the monster. Okay? And with Jordan Peterson, he's a guy I pay a lot of attention to. He talks about that in every one of us, we've got an inner monster, and there's also monsters on the outside that we need to face. Okay, we need to learn how to control our inner monster and let it out at opportune times to defend us. But the monsters outside, if you don't pay attention to them and act appropriately to them, then you are going to be overwhelmed by them sooner or later. And I think that's actually what Herman was saying. But anyway, now let's talk about Pompeii. Pompeii was a city in the ancient Roman Empire, and it was wiped out by Mount Vesuvius. And I was talking before we went on air about some of the body casts that they find in Pompeii. Pompeii was the Las Vegas of ancient Rome. And I think that's how you put it, Vincent. It was, the whole city was full of brothels. The whole city was full of obscene graffiti and obscene artwork and statues at the time that it was destroyed. And the city was also full of brothels and wine houses, taverns. You know, people got drunk and they hired prostitutes and they went and had a good time. And they had bathhouses, which were basically brothels. That was what their business model for their city was. And the volcano came and wiped them all out. And some of these body casts were very sad. And I told you about one just before we went on air, where there was a particular room and there were two men huddled together in one corner. And there were two women huddled together in another corner. And there was a little child curled up in a ball in the middle of the floor between the men and the woman. And that is that's lesbian, homosexual behavior. And the one who gets left out, the one who gets abandoned, is the little child. Or worse still, the one who gets abused is the little child. That's what's the matter with homosexuality. That's what's wrong. And it's actually equally as wrong to just accept it and just say, well, you do you. That is almost as wrong, because that allows it to continue. What you're doing is you're throwing your genetics under the bus. That's what you're doing. That's what's wrong with it. You know? It's not just that you're putting the positive with the positive and the negative with the negative, which you shouldn't do because you get a spark and it's dangerous and all the rest of it, and it's not how things are meant to be. But you're throwing your genetic, your entire family line under the bus. And you're throwing your society under the bus. And it inevitably leads to pedophilia and the destruction of your whole society. That's where it leads. You know? And, you know, even in my, in my past life work, where I saw that I was a woman who was disguised as a man, I did that for my own safety. Because those ships were full of homosexual men. And I was actually safer pretending to be one of them than I was being a woman. I would have been ravished. I would have been utterly torn to pieces, perhaps literally torn to pieces, because the history books portray that that's what they did to at least one. That's what Roberts' men did, not Roberts himself, but that's what his men did to one ship's captain's wife, a particular ship captain. Captain Phipps took his wife on the voyage with him, and they got taken by Roberts, and the Roberts' men took that woman, and they destroyed her. It's not recorded if she even survived. She may have survived, but she was destroyed. She was just ravished. And, I mean, they got theirs in the end, because it ended up that Phipps ended up being their slave master. They ended up in indentured servitude over with Phipps being the one who was over them. But this is where it leads. It leads to the ravishment of woman. It leads to the destruction of the whole society. That's why it's wrong. And agreeing with it is almost as bad. And the Bible says so. That's not me saying so. That's the Bible saying so. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm with you. Completely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
If you've got a few spare hours, you know, for reading, you can type into your search engine. You can go to DuckDuckGo, DuckDuckGo.com. Or you can search anonymously with startpage.com, and you can type in homosexual politicians. And be prepared to spend the next couple of hours reading the list of openly gay politicians in the United States of America. No kidding. Gwyneth, the fall of Rome, Pompeii, we talked about it. I called it the Las Vegas of Rome at the time. And Rome was huge. Rome was huge. And the empire was vast. And it was replete with... There were images of male genitalia in the roads to tell you which way to go to get sex. It's everywhere. And years ago when I visited the Las Vegas area, I met a guy. I was at a convention. I met a guy who told me that everybody from top to bottom, left to right, was in on the money machine of Las Vegas. The cab drivers, the people who worked at the Mustang Ranch. I mean, it's a house of prostitution, the Mustang Ranch. Everybody was in on it. And that's exactly what it was with the Caesars, the emperors of Rome. They were all in on the prostitution. They were all getting their cut. Gwyneth, tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're absolutely right. And it led to corruption in ancient Rome. It ultimately led to the fall of the Roman Empire. When the Roman Empire, Romans invented, the Greeks invented democracy, but the Romans invented a republic. And the Romans, with their republic, they walked all over the Greeks and they took the best parts out of the Greek culture. And they said, we'll take this as part of our culture now. But it was when democracy began to come into the Roman culture, that's when the rot began to set in. And prostitution did not help.
Mm-hmm.
But it was when they took over the Greek and they took democracy as an idea. Democracy is a Greek word, demokratos, in ancient Greek. Demos means people. Kratos means rule. Mob rule. That's what democracy literally is. It means rule by the mob. Demokratos. That's what it is. And there's no getting away from it. That's what it means. It's two wolves and a sheep deciding what they're going to have for dinner. I didn't invent that phrase. I don't know who invented that phrase.
That's correct. That's exactly what it is. Gwyneth, we only have a few minutes.
That's what it always descends into.
We only have a few minutes left. Would you share with us the story in Australia about the levy? This is beyond the pale.
Oh, yeah, the levy. But, you know, the Inechuka, which is in northern Victoria, right on the border, they built a levee to protect the town from the floodwaters, but they forgot to build it around all the houses. They left dozens and dozens and dozens of homes on the outside of the levee. This is not acceptable. The place is as flat as a pancake. I used to live there for about 6 weeks when I was younger, before I met my husband. And these houses have been destroyed. There was no reason for it. They could have put the levee around the outside of the houses, but they didn't. And these people, they could have, they did try to protect their own home using anything that they could fill with sand. But it was too late, and their homes were destroyed. This is what happens when you let governments run the show completely.
Gwyneth, to be clear for our radio class to imagine what we're talking about. Class, imagine a river, and you build a levee so that the river can't swell and flood properties. But you build the levee to include some properties and not all properties. So the ones that are on the wrong side of the levee are absolutely guaranteed to be flooded during rising water.
That's what happened.
That's what happened.
That's disgusting.
And what would you do if you saw a levee being built on in your house, in your property, in your neighborhood was on the wrong side? What would you do? You're guaranteed to be destroyed. Guaranteed. And it's man-made. Man-made destruction to include your property. Yeah. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.